What I know is, you got to take responsibility for the space you hold here. And understand that the third law of motion, which says for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, that is my religion. That is the fundamental construct of my religion. And not just your parents who wanted to have a child. The fact that that egg was hit by that particular little sperm in that particular moment and you were created. Wow. How amazing is that? Of all the different choices that had to happen in order for you to be here now.
On Earth. And this is what I know to be true. The reason why the show worked is because I understood that that audience, my viewers, the people who watched us every day and would come and just like you all did, get tickets and they would come with their family. You all just came across campus, but that's good too.
Have the potential for enormous success. There's a price that comes with that. People don't always like you.
When you're in your little mind, in your little personality mind, where you're not centered, where you really don't know who you are, that you come from something greater and bigger, and that we really all are the same. When you don't know that, you get all flustered. You get stressed all the time, wanting something to be what it isn't. There is a supreme moment of destiny calling on your life. Your job is to feel that, to hear that, to know that. And sometimes when you're not listening, you get taken off track.
And the second, I mean, it's an instant thing. It's a shift in the way you see yourself and the power for which you have come.
In my team, well, doesn't matter, because every season somebody else was coming out. One talk show, two talk shows, three talk shows. There have been over 100 talk shows since we started. But every time, I would feel like, all right, got to step up our game, got to step up our game. The way you step up your game is not to worry about the other guy in any situation, because you can't control the other guy. You cannot control the other guy. You only have control over yourself. So it's like running a race. The energy that it takes to look back and see where the other guys are takes energy away from you. And if they're too close, it scares you. So that's what I would say to my team all the time. Don't waste your time in the race looking back to see where the other guy is or what the other guy is doing. It's not about the other guy. It's about what can you do. You just need to run that race as hard as you can. You need to give it everything you've got all the time for yourself.
I come from compassion. It's just my nature. I come from a willingness to understand and to be understood.
Right.
And I come from wanting to connect. I mean, the secret of that show for 25 years is that people could see themselves in me. All over the world, they could see themselves in me.
Before you even think about a thing, you have an intention for the thing. And that the intention is going to determine the outcome. You get to be the master of your own fate. You get to be the captain of your own soul. And if you just manage that, if you just took care of your territory, oh, the glorious, 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 wondrous, wondrous opportunities and possibilities that are waiting for you. So the question is, what are you resisting? What are you pushing against? What are you not allowing? What are you blocking? Because you have this idea of who and what you're supposed to be, instead of leaning into the dream that's already been created and waiting for you. It's waiting for you.
There are no wrong paths. There are none. There's no such thing as failure, really, because failure is just that thing trying to move you in another direction. So you get as much from your losses as you do from your victories, because the losses are there to wake you up. The losses are to say, fool, that is why you go to school. So that CBS can call you. So when you understand that, you don't allow yourself to be completely thrown by a grade or by a circumstance, because your life is bigger than any one experience.
My answer is, I am God's child. I am that which is born of all that is. I am, as Pierre de Chardin said, a spiritual being having a human experience. Come trailing the breath of the ancestors yet, but trailing the breath of the angels. And understanding that because I am connected to the source of all that is possible for me. And what do I want? I don't want to just be successful in the world. I don't want to just make a mark or have a legacy. The answer to that question for me is, I want to fulfill the highest, truest expression.
For me, luck is preparation meeting the moment of opportunity. There is no luck without you being prepared to handle that moment of opportunity. And so what I would say for myself is that because of my hand in a hand and a force greater than my own, I have been prepared in ways that I didn't even know I was being prepared for. And the truth is, for me and for every person, every single thing that has ever happened in your life is preparing you for the moment that is to come. A lot of people don't know their purpose. And if you don't know your purpose, your immediate goal is to figure that out. What I now know is that we all become exactly what you believe. So if you believe that you can do all things because you have been endowed by a power from on high, given to you by the grace of God, if you believe that, you walk into the world understanding that whatever problems you may encounter, you still have God to lean on.
Now, we live in a world where everybody wants to be famous and where we admire people for just being famous. We think being known brings us value. The truth is, all of that will fade in time.
And if I had, I always ask people on Super Soul Sunday to tell me, what would you say to your younger self? Every person says, in one form or another, I would have said, relax, relax. It's gonna be okay. It really is gonna be okay. Because even if you're on a detour right now, and that's how you know when you're not at ease with yourself, when you're feeling like, that is the cue that you need to be moving in another direction.
Not understanding that puts you at your own pitiful, meager little will. And everything is left up to you. And you can't do it. You cannot survive in this world by yourself, just believing in yourself. You're not big enough to do it. I'm not big enough to do it. Nobody's big enough to do it.
Because I'm grounded in my own self, that although I could have more shoes, my feet stayed on the ground, although I was wearing better shoes. These are kind of cute today, too. So I could keep my feet on the ground, even though I could get more shoes. And I could understand that it really was because I was grounded. I've done and continue to this day to do the consciousness work. I work at staying awake. And being awakened is just another word for spirituality, but spirituality throws people off and they think you mean religion. When I was hiring people for my company, looking for presidents, when people would come in, I'd say, tell me, what is your spiritual practice? And literally, people would go, I'm not religious. Or I said, I didn't ask you about your religion. I asked you, what's your spiritual practice? What do you do to take care of yourself? What do you do to keep yourself centered? What do you do to the... And, you know, one woman started crying. You know, that's not the person.
What is the real reason? What is the real motivation? What is the energy of my intention that's going to go into my thoughts and action and then be returned back to me? It is law.